Okay, this is the Darmalars podcast, which we're decided to put a vote out to see what the name of the podcast, and then I just decided, fuck it, let's just call it Darmalars.
So it's much like any other classic election in the world, politically.
But, I totally wasn't paying attention.
I made a political joke. It's cool though. Keep going.
God, politicians are sneaky. Okay. What? Okay, this is what's going on.
You make politicians an antagonist in a cartoon. Sneaky politicians.
When I thought Darmalars, because it was in our two podcasts.
Yeah, we did say Darmalars.
You said Darmalars.
We can make it the podcast.
But I like that the I don't know. I want people to refer to us as the Darmalars.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the opposite of Jethro Tull.
I don't
Darmalars is just the name, but people are going to think that we as a group are each Darmalars.
I was just thinking like the banana splits.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
So it's like the not opposite of the banana splits.
Right, and that's better. I guess I shouldn't explain things by saying what they're not. Okay, Darmalars podcast. So okay. Here we are, and
you want to introduce me?
Sure. Yeah, this is my friend Repulsive Ralph.
And do you want to introduce yourself?
And I'm Bashful Ben on the right channel.
Does that work then?
Sure. I'm sure it's in stereo.
It's not in stereo.
Well, if it were, I'd fucking lay claim to the right channel.
Even
I would put my flag in this channel and call it.
Well,
king of the channel.
You could be coming from both. All right.
Try to kick me off. And we're here today. We've got a pretty light agenda. We're going to talk about Ralph had an interaction with some famous people that we need to discuss. Yeah. And we have a spoiler that we're going to discuss after we give you adequate warning to turn off your radios and go home. And we're going to discuss how our predictions for the last episode failed miserably.
You know what, though? It's funny because the predictions that I put on the on that last podcast bit that we did fell flat, but... I made a few like last minute predictions on the blog spot that were spot on.
So you were good at predicting, just not as far in advance as you should have been.
Yeah.
Or but, maybe you just like saw it on an East Coast feed.
I don't know what it was. Maybe because I was watching some of season 2's like first episodes, it just like stuff started dawning on me, like what could have happened just from the information, like viewing it for a second or third time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're going to get to that, and then, I don't know, do a summer movie preview, or some sort of trivia game, or I don't know, whatever people do on these things. So we're ready, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it. Okay, so first off, talk about your story about Cuse and, who's the other guy?
Damon.
It's Cuse and Damon, right?
Well, Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof on the official podcast addressed a question that... maybe every other week or so, I would post it on the ABC forum, like literally every week, and essentially kind of calling them out, just saying, hey, listen, are you guys sincere? What's the deal with your guys' podcast? It sounds like you don't feel like doing it. And the sarcasticness of them wanting to... that's not enough.
Sarcasm?
Well, sarcastic nature.
The thing is, it's like... when they say, hey, we're going to take listener, do listener emails or fan emails, they always sound like, they just sound sarcastic in general. Like, how about this? Okay, you're some person and you're asking me if I'm ready to do something.
Okay. How old am I?
What?
This person I'm playing, am I like, am I Scottish?
Oh, I thought you were asking me the question.
I want to know my character before I get into this little skit.
You're
I'm a priest. Okay, watch. Okay, I'll do it. Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to ask? If you're ready to do something?
Oh, no, but like something specific. Like, say something like specific that...
Alright, okay, this time I'm a pastry chef. Hey, are you ready to make the donuts?
Oh my god, I totally can't wait to make the donuts. Oh, I love making donuts so much. I so can't wait to make these donuts.
Okay, I see what you mean. Like they their words are saying that they want to address listener questions, but their tone doesn't support that.
Yeah, it comes off as really like ABC's there.
Oh my god, I can't wait to answer questions. That's how you said it.
I don't know. I don't know. But right. that's just a... But the whole thing is, I feel like ABC like saw that there's like all kinds of awesome fan podcasts out there for their show.
Right.
That they were like, oh no, we better do an official one.
We gotta jump on this train.
So go grab your guns and hold it up to these two guys' head and make them record every week.
And so like you feel like they're just doing a job that they don't even necessarily want to do.
I don't know.
So you know, ask them.
It comes off as kind of like. Making fun of the fan podcasts is the way I see it.
And so you decided, hey, I'll ask them what the deal is every week.
Even their jokes are like seem sarcastic. Like they're doing a bit. Like let's say we're doing an opening of our podcast right now.
Okay.
And we came up. Okay. This is. We'll just make them a bit.
Okay. Hey, this is the Jerry podcast with my friend Tony.
I don't know, whatever. I can't even think of, I can't even explain how much like this. I lost it.
You let me down on that one.
I totally did.
Let's try a new one. Ready?
Wait, hold on.
You ready? Let me know when you're ready, and I'll start again.
I can't even think of what I. Okay, let's. Okay.
Hey, are you ready out there, all you circus freaks? It's me, the strong man.
Circus freaks, you sound like a clown juggling a circus seal.
Let's get to the podcast. Like that?
Kind of. And then, I wish I could. How about this for example?
Okay.
Subscribe to their feed.
I guess that would be the best example.
Oh man.
Go listen to it real quick and come back and you'll know what Ralph's talking about.
Anyway, the point of the story is
we should do that circus one. Write that down.
Podcast circus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? If you were excited about doing the podcast circus and then drag me along with it, you would see a perfect example of what I'm talking about. But,
okay, so, anyhow.
Okay, so, anyway, if you go and listen to it, you'll see how they answered it, and they answered it the same way they answer all the other mail, so, anyway.
So, you got talked about by famous people.
They're not famous, they're...
They brought something.
Their names.
They brought something into our life. I'm up early on a Sunday because of something they did.
They bug me though.
Okay, well that bugs me a little bit too. Okay, but
anyway,
another important thing is they also like to make fun of screen names.
Oh yeah, I also addressed
the internet's new to them.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing is like, okay, you know, when you go on these boards, they always ask you what your screen name is because if I put Ralph. I'm sure there's like three other guys named Ralph that would also want to put Ralph.
Right.
So you have to come up with some kind of clever nickname. And, you know, everybody understands what...
Yeah, I mean, that's been for like 10, 15 years now. There's always people that... Every name you try to get, someone already has. Like, remember, we tried to get Flash Hercules, and that was already taken, and that was like 12 years ago. We're trying to get that as an email address on AOL. It's an obscure character from the Forbidden Zone, and instead of Flash Hercules, I would have had to have been like Flash Hercules 058.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
It is absolutely ludicrous. My screen name is Interocitor, and someone else's screen name is Nerd Pantrakatar, and they stand out.
Yeah, but it's just strange. I don't know. I have no idea. Like, it's just funny that they make fun of screen names as if they're... I don't know. We've discussed this enough.
Well, get to the point, though. Your screen name.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So the official podcast, from time to time, someone will send something in, and of course they'll use a screen name or an email address sometimes it's a strange selection process how you get those, and it seems though that they find that as yet another way to take a pot shot at the reader or the listeners to say, oh, what's this, Barbie608, that's your name?
Yeah.
And you sent yours in.
Which is funny, well, the funny thing about that is even though... like a lot of people on that forum will use like Lost related screen names, and Locks, yet they still act like they don't get it.
Locks Orange Smile.
This is from, hey, man, I can't keep making fun of them because chances are they might actually hear this.
Well, okay.
But anyway, we'll address it. Okay. And one of the things that Carlton mentioned was Casino Skunk, which is, for some reason on a lot of the boards, I just use my actual name anyway.
Just go by Ralph.
I just go by Ralph because people will say, I know who Ralph is or whatever. But people, like, ask me, like, about Casino Skunk.
Yeah, people say, what's the deal with this casino skunk?
Actually, no one's asked me, but I figured it would be something to talk about.
It would go a lot like that.
How about this? How about we do this? How about you tell the story of Casino Skunk?
Oh, okay. So
this will be like a future prediction.
Like, I'll be telling your story, and then we'll see if I get it right. Okay, so the story of Casino Skunk is, one day, Ralph and a friend of his from before...
Before right now. Okay, keep right, going. You're correct.
A friend of his that isn't in the future.
Keep going.
We're near a casino and thought that they saw a skunk, just a little skunk, rolling around on the ground in the middle of this urban area as though he were about to walk right into the casino like that's something he would do. And they thought how funny it would be to them if just there was this skunk that just likes to roll into casinos and, you know, take some bets on the tables and, I always picture the casino skunk as wearing, like, a dollar sign medallion. That's just, in my mind, that's what a casino skunk would do. So, yeah. Is that about right?
No.
No.
No. It's not right.
Oh, well.
Okay, here's the deal. The casino skunk, me and my friend from before,
I got that part right.
Yeah, that part. We're in Laughlin, Nevada, and we were hanging out outside of, like, the Gold Nugget.
Okay.
I believe it was, along the boardwalk area, along the beach, and we're just hanging out, drinking, or doing something, and on the beach, there was a skunk walking on the beach.
So there literally was
was a skunk, and this was probably the most happy skunk in the world, because it was just walking across the beach, almost like strutting. So me, being me, yelled out, "Hey, skunk!" Like, really loud. And the skunk just stopped. Just stopped where, like, in the middle of its little stride and hissed.
Ooh.
I was, like, a good 20 yards away, but it just, like, stopped and hissed and then ran away very upset.
Man, you ruined that skunk's day.
No. But that's where the thing is. That's where casino skunk comes from. A casino skunk is any person or animal or creature that is happy, but could turn on you in a split second.
Oh, because he was just walking along, having a good old day, until you yelled at him, and he hissed and ran away.
Yes.
So, a casino skunk is kind of... You have to watch out.
It's something that's gone beyond the point of just, like, a physical creature. It's anything, or anyone that turns on you quickly.
Hmm, okay, yeah, cool.
So, can you think of, like, any examples?
Like, in the public eye?
Yeah, like, it would be like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Yeah, and I've been using that for, gosh, when was that? Probably like, no, maybe over 10 years? Yeah, something like that.
Nice. So that's the ancient, horrible mystery of the screen name.
Ah, yikes.
All right, we did about an 8-minute one, like a week and a half ago, before the final episode, where we were trying to say what was going to happen in the final episode. Like, we were Criswell with our predictions, and we knew what was going to happen. And we failed miserably. I think Ralph said that the boat was going to show up with...
Kelvin.
With Kelvin's corpse in it. Which, actually, the boat was in a scene right before Kelvin died. So, you were kind of right.
Nah. You know what? He might have been in there, though. We don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Desmond could have moved his body into the boat. But that didn't happen the way you predicted it.
No.
What else did we predict? I said...
The big control room.
Yeah, I said that it was going to end like the Truman Show. That didn't happen.
You know what? Here's my main issue with the finale. What were your thoughts on the finale? Because we discussed this before our future predictions.
I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. People were saying, "Oh, maybe it's not as much of a cliffhanger as last year." But no. People were saying that it didn't resolve as much as last year. But last year didn't resolve anything. All they did was open the hatch.
Yeah.
And then, on top of that, Walt got taken. So, this year, it's funny because it's like the flip-flop. Walt got given back in the finale. And it's the same boat steams away with Walt on it, as usual. That seems to be how every season ends, is Walt boating away. But I really liked the stuff with Desmond and the system override or whatever. That was really cool. Claire and Charlie had a little bit of a kiss, you know.
Here's my issue with the finale. I enjoyed it on the whole, as we mentioned before.
Right, we did.
That was correct. and that plane crash. No. Okay, so here's my deal with the finale. The finale, I enjoyed all the information that was given to us.
Uh-huh.
One of my main things with Lost, like the reason why I enjoy watching Lost, are those like oh shit moments at the end of at certain episodes. Like
yeah.
Lockdown had one where Henry Gale with the
that little
the
book.
License. The license that they
when
Saeed brought the license.
Yeah. Was it Dave where Michael goes?
No, that was Two for the Road.
Yeah.
Where it's just like those oh shit moments, and that kind of like it's those moments where you just like yell at the TV, like we watch it together,
yeah,
pretty much every week, and I like there's definitely certain episodes where I'm just like yelling.
Yeah,
at
or,
the TV.
Or it's just floored, or like my jaw will drop, and I'm like, I have nothing to say right now. Like I can't find words. This show has just totally put my brain into vapor lock.
Yeah,
but, I like that. I like the show.
Yeah, but that happened with the last season finale when they were going down the shot going down the ladder, and I was just yelling at the TV like, because you just have this feeling that you know you're going to see the end credits pop up,
yeah,
and you're just like, oh, you're just yelling
like,
at it.
Too early.
Just
5 more minutes.
Just give me another, you know, 30 seconds at least. But this season's finale, even though I enjoyed all the information given, I didn't enjoy the last, like, minutes as much as I would if it were edited different.
Like you were saying, you would have liked to see the ending be one of the early, like, the maybe all everything turning white and purple.
Well, yeah, something similar to that. You could still show the outpost, but I was thinking like, okay, you see the white light and like hit the island, and it affects everybody on the island, everybody
everyone's
around the island.
Their ears.
Everyone's grabbing their ears, and you think everyone's screwed at that moment.
Yeah.
But then the light goes off, and you see everyone's okay. What I thought would have been better if, let's say, the white light just like exploded or whatever, and everybody's covering their ears, and the screen goes to white and then dissolves into the shot from the outside
from
of the window.
Post.
May
it's
I interject something?
Sure.
But if that happened,
yeah.
I'm.
Oh,
this is our friend Ryan.
This is our laugh track.
But if that happened, then the whole thing would be that the whole summer you think, oh crap, what happened to him? But then it's like comes back the next season after 3 months of waiting. It's like.
Nothing.
So, but that's a total burn. You're right, that would be more tense, and then it would be a total burn the next season. So it would be like, who shot Mr. Burns? Oh, the baby. Weak. I mean, but it's even weaker than that, because
right.
The resolution is nothing.
Because
what happened to him? Nothing.
Within the same episode, we see what happens is the light goes on, and then
yeah, but that would give. But don't you think that would give the writers like all like we would? Wouldn't that give the writers like something to
go off of?
Just something to like think about of something like. I just feel like.
Well, yeah, I can see that shot. I can see it going from that white. That white event to the snow, and then going inside the listening post, and I think that would be.
I think the whole cliffhanger should rest on the fact that, you know, it. I just felt it wasn't a character, like emotional, cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't like. Sure, it's crazy that we see the real world, and sure, it's crazy that we see, you know, Penny Widmore, and we see the. That outpost and stuff.
She's still
that's really cool, but it doesn't affect our characters as much as like say Walt has been taken, and
or
what is that?
The others are coming.
What is that going to do to Michael in the next season, or what's going to happen? Like you know,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't leave any opening as far as the people we already know.
But the way that it did end, that's enough to keep you going over the summer. Do you think?
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, the only thing it's doing for me right now is, like, we know that Penny is going to be out there looking.
Yeah.
Which, I don't even really care about her that much, because I was only introduced to her
in
this
episode.
I know that everyone's okay. Sure, Jack and Kate and them are captured.
Yeah.
But we still have Saeed out there.
And
Jin and Sun. And
I think that's, I mean, I'm sorry to interject again. I know this is your podcast, but since I'm sitting by...
No, this is fine.
No, but it's... I think that's a great cliffhanger. It's like, how is he gonna fuck shit up? That's because you know he's gonna fuck shit up. He's not gonna go quietly into the night. It's like, how is he gonna come and save them? That's a good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And you know that, what's her name? What's her name? Penny?
Yeah.
Is okay. So what's her connection? What's her dad's connection to all this? That's a good cliffhanger. That's enough to keep you thinking. It's keeping me thinking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now I'm gonna go back and wait for these guys to finish up so we can go get some fried chicken. Yeah.
No, I mean, I can see that and. I mean, here's my thing.
I am a big fan. I am a big fan of Flash Gordon serials from the 30s.
Right.
And okay. in every episode, every week, you're like, oh, how are we going to get out of that one? I guess the whole Kate Jack and Sawyer thing is like that. But I just didn't feel like I would have rather them see the others like pointed guns at their heads and say 3, 2,
yeah.
And then cut on one, or yeah. If there's some kind
something that makes it seem like imminent danger. For some reason, I don't feel like they're in danger.
I don't feel like they're in danger either.
And I don't know if it's because I know Saeed's gonna fuck shit up. I mean, because it does kind of look like Jack has a plan, because he turns to Kate and gives her that little, like, nod.
That weird look.
It could just be, like, be strong. But for some reason, like, I'm not afraid of those others, the pretenders.
I'm not afraid of them either.
Is it because we know they're fake?
Even if they're fake, are they still... I mean, are they a threat?
But me, that's... I'm sorry. And I said that I would be quiet because I was going to have fried chicken. But this is really getting to me. No, because maybe that's the thing. Maybe they're upping the ante that it's not the others. It's Penny's dad. That's the real threat. They're, like, upping the ante. They're setting the stage.
Yeah.
They're the table setters, if you will.
Right. But
for
what's
coming
is,
up.
In
so,
terms of a visceral cliffhanger, I'm not worried about Kate and Jack and Sawyer for some reason.
Well, I mean, maybe the fear is that
I'm worried about
that there's this global conspiracy going on, that there's you know, this huge thing. That's something for which to be fearful. And it's not these, you know, guys pretending to be fishmongers or whatever they were doing in the last episode.
And that's the thing is, I still think there's got to be a reason why these particular people are here. Mm-hmm. And I think that does play into the possible conspiracy because they have too many connections in the past to each other and to, you know, Widmore Construction or whatever. That it can't be a coincidence that these particular people were on that flight.
Well, do you agree with me on this one? Like, I feel that there wasn't enough crap in my pants as there should have been.
I remember reaching into your pants maybe 10 minutes after the finale, and yeah, there was not enough crap in there.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I enjoyed the episode. I enjoyed all the junk we learned.
Yeah.
And that foot. I just want to see some kind of like crazy island flashback where there's like where I could see that huge statue
being built.
Or like some kind of like if they end up in some kind of like bunker where there's like just some kind of photo of that complete statue.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know.
Statue bugs.
It bugs
that,
you?
I love the statue. I think it's super cool. And it's like that's the kind of thing that I really dig on this show. I thought it was weird that they had to have Saeed come right out and say that it only had 4 toes.
I didn't even notice.
You didn't even notice? I didn't notice it either, but I think that maybe I should have been... You know,
think it would have been more fun for people like us and people
to
who...
find out, rather than have Saeed tell us.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes more sense for Saeed to notice.
Saeed's the only one that notices anything on the island.
Yeah.
God.
The
one thing I saw like almost instantly was people everywhere suggesting that foot is specifically from the Colossus of Rhodes or at Rhodes. I'm not sure what the convention is there, because they say it's a giant statue. Obviously, you've heard of it or seen it. Giant statue of supposedly that was straddling a harbor with feet on either side.
Sure.
And apparently, what they like to say in this new Lost theory is that the statue's left foot was never recovered. Which is horse shit, because none of the statue has been recovered. It's like, I was reading up on it, and it's like, it's not as though they're missing one specific piece, it's that they're missing the entire statue, and it may not have ever even been real. But it's like people that'll jump on and say, oh, the swan. Ooh, Apollo candy bars. Well, the swan is one of the constellations of Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make any kind of sense. Like, what's a constellation of Apollo? Apollo itself is a constellation.
Yeah.
So it was irritating how quickly people started throwing out this misinformation.
Well, Ryan from My Alchemist Ass mentioned that Atlanteans have 4 toes.
And where did he get that?
I don't know, probably your precious
Donovan.
Wikipedia.
He got it from Donovan.
Yeah, and that song.
But yeah, that's what I think what they're getting at is that there's a lot of, like, legends and ancient, like, legends and myth. There's just a lot of myth. Yeah. And Lost is creating its own myth, but at the same time using, like, other myths. Like, yeah. like Atlantis or whatever that statue thing you were talking about. What is it?
Colossus.
Like, I mean, it's one of those things where I think that the producers who... I love the work they do on the show. I think they like diving into different types of mythology and stuff, and kind of making their own. But it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. And they have a great talent of making the mythos of Lost seem like it comes from a place in our world. Like it.
Yeah.
Like if I were to find out that there was a culture that had four-toed statues and. To them, some of the important things in life were the swan, the pearl, the flame. I'd believe it.
Like, yeah. That's what I like about the show is I prefer to look at all this stuff, these crazy things and like statues and Black Rock and all these crazy things. I mean, people keep on trying to like figure it out in the real world. I just like it as Lost Universe.
Yeah.
Like, I just enjoy it.
Yeah, and I like to watch the show and analyze it within itself. And I don't really try to figure it out too much because I don't think we'll be able to. I mean, it's not a remake. It's not a story that we've already seen. It's its own new unique story. So I'm not trying to figure it out. Yeah. But I like to just look at it and see what each episode means to me and try to shoehorn it all into my theory about second chances. Try to make that fit in every episode.
Yeah.
So I thought the finale was good. I thought we totally. Didn't predict anything that happened in it.
A lot of the stuff that I predicted, like the day before, was Kelvin stuff.
Really?
Like him using Desmond as a replacement to use Desmond's boat to get off the island. Like that was one of the things I.
Oh, right on. That was what happened.
It was kind of creepy. Like a lot of that stuff that I felt. I don't know.
No, there was some big moments. Like Desmond at the end of his rope, getting ready to read his book, thinking that he ended the world by not pushing the button on time. And at the same moment that he's at the deepest of his despair, up on top, Locke has just killed Boone and came back to the hatch like an addict because he can't think of anything else to do. Mm-hmm. And he's at the deepest of his despair.
Do you think Locke killed Boone?
Yeah. I think Locke knew that there was risk for Boone to go up there, and he ignored it because he was single-minded.
Similar to the way that Hurley tells him not to light the dynamite. The numbers are bad. The numbers are bad. Don't light it. And then Locke looks at him, and then
I think what's also been great about this season, I think, is they've turned a lot of what we thought about the characters upside down. Like last year was Thesis, and this year was Antithesis. And Locke's character arc started off as being this guy that we know he's overcome miraculously, it seems, this leg problem. Becomes the hunter, becomes important to the group, but then he finds the hatch and obsesses on it, so much so that he puts Boone in danger, he blows the dynamite even though Hurley tells him to stop. I mean, they even put the code in without listening to Hurley. So he becomes so single-minded, and then when he finds the pearl, it's like so awesome to see how he just got crushed. And he says something about how every second of his pathetic life has been worthless. And then the very last episode, to see him just breaking down and crying, and to see Charlie finding him in that state, just such a great reversal of power between the two of them. Because the last time they meet on Three Punch in the Face Friday is when Locke beats him down because of his addiction.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, there's lots of great Wheels Within Wheels and Cycles references. What was I even saying?
We were just talking about...
Just bullshitting about Lost?
Yeah.
Well, let's finish it up and get some fried chicken.
We're going to finish it up and get fried chicken? I'm hungry. I'm hungry. That's dumb, too. That's absolutely ludicrous.
All right, so we hit on some points.
We did hit on some points. Wow.
We did a bunch of sketches. That was fun. I got to play a priest. I don't know if that got edited out.
You got to play a pastry chef.
A pastry chef as well. I don't know if that got edited out either, but we can see that my dramatic range is increasing as time goes on.
Yes, and here's another thing I wanted to talk about real quick. This podcast, which we're now calling the Darmalars because anonymous.
Craig's, you have to have a name.
I don't want to take over Craig's thing, and I don't. It's to the point right now where I left a message to Craig saying, I'm not really. I feel kind of bad, like, using up his bandwidth or trying to, like, I feel like I'm horning in on his show or something. But
jumping in on his bandwagon.
I was telling him that I would like to do a couple more for the summer.
Yeah.
We're definitely gonna we're going to Comic Con.
Yes.
We're gonna go to Comic Con and we're gonna see the Lost panel in addition to other nerd things that we enjoy. But we'll definitely do a report after we come back.
Yeah. Talk about Comic Con.
Talk about Comic Con and all that junk. And then I told Craig, I said that maybe if for some reason this works out, that I don't know if you'd be interested in doing like a podcast for season 3.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
But under the Dharma Lars title and break free from the well, Mockum Assassin Network, just because I feel bad if...
You don't want to take up all their space.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So I was thinking about that.
That way we don't have to ride on their coattails. We don't have to bring them down with us being us.
Yeah. I would prefer to
let bring them, ourselves down.
Yes, let them be them. Let them be them, and because I'm a fan of their podcast, and well, yeah. If I as a fan of their podcast, I'd hate to like if some other people started throwing up theirs under their page and just being like, I don't know.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. Maybe get some feedback.
Yeah. So
and next time we'll talk about.
Probably Comic-Con.
Talk about Comic-Con. I'll expound on my second chances theory, if that's cool.
Yeah, sure.
It's helped me analyze many of the shows, many of the episodes.
Yeah, sure.
We totally. Could talk about... Did you say yes, sir?
I said yes, sure.
literally, what it... we can also talk about Twin Peaks if we start watching that.
Yeah.
Because I know people are interested.
You know what we should talk about is the 21 Weeks of Bond. We could talk about
that. That's right, yeah. Yeah. Leading up to Casino Royale, Ralph is going to be watching a Bond movie a week.
Huge Bond fan.
He is a huge Bond fan.
Oh, and I was going to say, if you guys... I was going to mention something about...
You're going to mention about...
Here's what I was going to talk about. There's right now, the state that we're in, and we're just putting stuff on the Mockum Assassin blogspot... if you guys want to get a hold of me personally, you can go on my MySpace. That's probably the best way to go. Send me a message, and it is...
MySpace.com/...
Casino Skunk, which is one word. So, there you go. And that's how you can reach me. And if you want to reach Ben, he's in my friends list.
Put a finger in your ear and go fuck yourself. If you want to reach Ben, too bad.
Yeah, screw that guy. You don't want to talk to him. He'll just talk about whatever. I don't know.
I'll just be a pastry chef.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to try to edit some of this mess. And
oh, my gosh. By the way, for you guys listening to this, right now in our recording, we're at 45 minutes.
And
if you look at how long this is that you downloaded...
Hopefully it'll be less than that.
You'll see how much we cut out. But anyway, so Ben, I guess that's it. Until next time... I was trying to think of catchphrases that we could put on shirts.
Sell t-shirts, yeah.
But I was also thinking of clever ways to, like, say goodbye.
Like, with the Lost theme?
No, not with Lost theme.
Okay. All right, so that's the show for this week.
That's all we're doing.
That's all we're going to say. So thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening. My name is Ben, and I had a good time, so I'll check you guys later.
Take it easy, guys. Let off some steam, Bennett. See? Let off some steam, Bennett. Get it? It's from Commando.
Oh, I don't want to stay in tonight and watch Death Wish 3. Fall asleep with pizza crumbs on my clothes. So put away that hash pipe, the pornography and the booze, 'cause tonight we're going to the Anaheim House of Blues. Don't do anything crazy, like defecate in your pants because you're lazy. No, put away that crack pipe, put some makeup on that bruise, 'cause tonight we're going to the Anaheim House of Blues. Oh, take me down to the Anaheim House of Blues. Yes, drag me by my hair to the Anaheim House of...
So you guys can start off with like a catchphrase or something so you can sell a t-shirt?